Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It is time for the Outdoors Outlook presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. Book your next fishing or crabbing adventure today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. We've got Captain Dave on the phone. Crazy weather today, Dave.
Oh, it has been. I tell you, it started off rough this morning, and it was bad enough for us to shut down today. So we're not even out today. But I'll tell you, this weekend looks beautiful. And I'm going to share with you in today's report exactly where you should go this weekend to take advantage of the beautiful weather.
All right, so Captain Dave, I know today's weather not the best, but you've had some pretty successful fishing all week long, right? So what do you recommend for the weekend warriors?
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's been a great week, and the weather for this weekend is going to be even better. So it should be a good weekend to get out and wet a line. Let's start in Delaware. The inner and outer walls, as well as the icebreakers, are holding sheep's head and triggerfish. Sand fleas and peeler crabs are the best bait right now. Now, over at Broadkill Beach, that's been providing anglers with spot, croaker, blues, and a few kings. Bloodworms, fish bites, peeler crab, and squid are the hot baits over there. The Rehoboth and Indian River Bays, they're still producing some flounder, but remember, these bodies of water are really shallow, so they're going to warm up quick, so you've got to fish them on that incoming tide to take advantage of the cold seawater coming in.
All right, that sounds awesome. All right, Captain Dave, what about Maryland anglers?
Yeah, so on the Maryland side, bluefish and mackerel fishing has been really good trolling gold or silver spoons. The croaker fishing is finally starting to heat up, which is a great thing to do with the kids. Tangier Sound's been a hot spot using bloodworms. The crabbing continues to go well, and for the crabbing, 6 to 12 foot of water seems to be the ideal depth right now. Now, down in Ocean City, the flounder fishing has been great this week, and that's going to continue through the weekend. We're now catching sheep's head on sand fleas in the inlet area, so that's new that they've started to move in. And we landed some large bluefish this week using a 3-ounce white bucktail, and that's anywhere around the jetties or the bridge pylons. Same as the lower bay, trolling for bluefish and Spanish mackerel has been really good just out past the breakers. Well, Joe, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. Be sure to take advantage of this weekend's beautiful weather, and as always, remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.
Man, you said it. Outdoors Outlook brought to you by Nanticoke Outfitters. Again, book your next fishing or crabbing adventure today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Dave, have an awesome weekend, man.
Thanks, Joe. You do the same.